God has a way of changing our plans. Something profound happens in our lives, expected or unexpected, and our lives can never be as before. Think about your wedding day and how that changed everything, or the birth of a child and how that changed everything. And I remember in my own case, you know that I'm a convert to the Catholic Church, and after joining the church, that changed everything. At that point in your lives, our lives are changed forever, and we have new destinies, and we can't see where they're going. We don't know where we're going to arrive. We have to go on faith. We could be speaking even of the coronavirus pandemic. We're not going to be returning to normal, to life as normal. We may still have some familiar parts of our lives left to us for some time, but we're not ever going to go back to the life the way we knew it in 2019 or January 2020. The events of winter and spring and the year of our Lord 2020 have changed all of our destinies. Nobody is going to be left unchanged. We don't know where it's going. We don't know where it's going to lead us. But we have to learn to trust the Lord. There's this wonderful lesson in Psalm 16, the psalm response we just heard. Lord, you will show us the path of life. You will show us the path of life. It's going to require some patience, waiting on the Lord. None of us knows what our futures hold. The two disciples of Jesus walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus and their homes in the hill country of Judea believed that home was their destination that day. They did not arrive home that day. Jesus had been walking with them. They thought they had lost him 3 days prior. This was the same day as Jesus' resurrection from the dead, 3 days after his crucifixion. They were grieving on that road and mourning his death on the cross, consoling one another, questioning one another. They did not recognize him while they were consumed by their shared grief. He was walking right beside them and teaching them to pay a closer attention to the prophets that he had been emphasizing to them while he was with them before. And beginning with Moses, he explained the scriptures from the Old Testament to show them that everything had been foretold. And still they did not recognize him. So what is happening today? Well, perhaps we're grieving what our lives were before the coronavirus, and we can't let go of that prior life, and deep down we're coming to understand that we can't have that life back. We're not going back. And many of our community will not be able to return to their previous employment. Many will have lost loved ones. There are going to be many, many ripple effects as a result of what we've been through and that we're still experiencing. Perhaps we're afraid or confused. I know I have had those feelings, or conflicted because we don't know how to prepare for the future, and we're always used to having a pretty good idea of what's coming. Those disciples must have been experiencing something similar since they had been Jesus' disciples before the passion and death. They knew him. To believe and profess Jesus' resurrection would mean for them to encounter a brand new life. Stiff opposition from their neighbors in the temple who disagreed with them. Anybody involved in temple worship in that community would encounter stiff opposition, difficult social interaction, friction between families. They were lost and confused on that road from Jerusalem. And what did Jesus do to help them? Look what he did for them. He gave them the Holy Mass. On that road, Jesus gave them the Holy Mass. He gave his words from the Old Testament, and he explained them just like we do here when we come together to worship him. We always share his word at every Mass. That's what he did. And then he gave them his body. Listen to what happened when they sat down for dinner. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him. We've been on that road to Emmaus since the beginning of the quarantine in mid-March. None of us are guilty of missing Mass. Bishop Vasquez wrote in his letter on March 17, and I quote, "The faithful are dispensed from the obligation to attend Mass on Sundays during this time." Bishop Vasquez asked the faithful to make acts of spiritual devotion, such as spiritual communion. Around that date here at your parish, at Sacred Heart Parish, we made a decision to not change our schedules, not change our Mass schedules, not change our confession schedules. We took confession outside as a drive-through opportunity, and many have been responding, and we haven't changed our confession schedule. And we've been live-streaming the Mass at all of our regular Mass times on three platforms. The parish website is one platform. Facebook in English, Facebook in Spanish, and on YouTube. And in addition to that, the sisters, Discípulos de Jesús Austin, also have been live streaming. I heard of a parish family in our parish that dresses up the children and the adults who attend Mass, and they go into the living room and turn on the computer where the Mass is being live streamed. And they dress like they were going to Sacred Heart Church to attend Mass. In front of the computer, they say their Mass responses and cross themselves and genuflect just like they were here in the church. I think it's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful faithfulness as a family. Lord, you will show us the path of life. He's shown us the way forward. We just have to pay attention to it and not be anxious for something that's not there. The way forward involves the Holy Eucharist, faithfulness to the Holy Mass. Whatever you do, stay on this road. It's the sacramental road. It's the sacramental life. It's the state of grace, as we used to call it. Remember what you need to do to be prepared for eternal life. There's only three things. Well, number one, don't miss Mass. Now, physically, if you're watching this, you are missing physical Mass, but you're with us. You're in communion in the Spirit with us. And when Mass is available for us to all get together again, I expect to see all of you here with us. Don't miss Mass. Receive Holy Communion as often as possible, as soon as we can do that for you. And when you fall off the bicycle, and we all fall off the bicycle, get up and get back on the bicycle. Go to confession. That's living the sacramental life of the church. That's the path of life. Do that. Be patient. The Lord will lead. Be still and know that He's the Lord, and be patient. We are preparing for the day when we'll all be able to gather together to celebrate Mass again and to receive together Holy Communion. Pray with me that day will soon arrive. So we can again recognize him in his word and the breaking of the bread soon. Very soon, we'll be back together celebrating the Holy Eucharist. Pray with me for that day. Pray for those who are hurting. Check in on our parishioners and neighbors and make sure they're okay. This is the path of life. This is our destiny.